dose of conservative talk. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
So I was on this weekend outing, you know, with the scouts building igloos, and one of the dads brought some venison, kind of venison, salami wrap. And he was, slicing off pieces and letting the kids eat it, and they loved it. And, you know, it's good for them. The reason I remember that so vividly is that I come home to this story. It's in Shreveport, where my sister-in-law lives. The local Department of Health ordered the staff at the Shreveport Rescue Mission to throw away 1,600 pounds of donated venison, that's deer meat, in garbage bins. It turned out that a homeless person who was being fed at the rescue mission complained that his spaghetti or his chili or whatever had deer meat in it. So in come the state health inspectors, and they said, we must protect the people who eat at the rescue mission. We cannot allow a potentially serious health threat to endanger the public. So 3,200 meals tossed out because venison is thought to be too dangerous for the public. Now, it turns out that this venison comes from a group called Hunters for the Hungry. And what these guys do is, after they fill their own refrigerators, they take it to a processing center, and it's permitted by the Louisiana Department of Agriculture, and then it's sent out to various shelters. And they're told, no, that can't happen. Well, that got State Representative Jeff Thompson upset. He's from Bossier City, Louisiana, because he actually has he's a hunter. He's donated money to this program, and he joins me here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. This story's going national. Representative Thompson, thanks for making the time to be here.
John, it's glad to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. So this shelter, they send in these health inspectors. They said, you're serving venison? Get rid of it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's what took place.
And again, this is venison that, people had hunted. They filled up their own freezers. They donated to a local processing plant, prepares the meat for the shelters. Why weren't they allowed to serve it? What's wrong with it?
John, unfortunately, what we've had here is the bureaucracy at its worst. You know, we expect our government to work together and to find a way to say yes, instead of bureaucrats finding ways and excuses to say no. When we have this, and here's the situation. I'm a hunter. I go out and harvest a deer. I take it to a permitted facility, and they process it, and I pay the fee, and I say, give that to the local shelter to feed homeless in my community. That's ideal. It's protein that's needed, and it's the way it should be, and it's a moral obligation for us to help look after those that can't take care of themselves.
So they said, well, we don't know where this deer meat came from, and it could be, could have illnesses, and so therefore we have to protect people's health. What's your response
to that? And first of all, I think we all agree food safety is important. We want to make sure that you're dealing with products that are safe, regardless of who the consumer is going to be. But just as, you and the Boy Scout troop and others across America, we eat deer all the time. When it's processed in a licensed facility, when it goes through your kitchen table to you, it ought to be good enough to go through the kitchen tables of the homeless to feed them as well. And it got lost in the bureaucracy. Somebody had the opportunity and didn't take advantage of stopping, making a phone call, and seeing how we can make this work.
Okay.
We fix that problem.
Now, since that happened, have you fixed the problem?
Oh, yes. The first thing I did was get all the different organizations that had a role in this, the Department of Health and Hospitals and their inspectors.
Wildlife
and Fisheries and Agriculture and Forestry.
Okay, we got about a minute, and so I just wanted to cut to the chase here, Representative Thompson. They said that deer meat's illegal. So did you change that regulation or get a waiver?
We did two things. First thing we did was we got the initial requirement that they're not going to do this anywhere else in the state of Louisiana, period. They're going to hold the meat. They're going to make sure it gets processed and approved appropriately. Next, we're going to change the rules to broaden the application of what the sanitary codes are based upon to cover venison. Okay. Problem solved, hungry fed, good deeds continue to be done.
It is great to see a state legislator who can get things done and help move the bureaucracy. Good for you, Representative Thompson.
Well, thank you very much. It's not just me. It's some other people throughout the state committed to making these changes, and great companies. You know, we had companies stand up, John. Foster Farms gave us 1,600 pounds in chickens. The Louisiana Cattlemen's Association's donating food and money, and our Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Strain, was a great push, as well as Jimmy with the department. We appreciate the opportunity, and this is going to be great for hunters and for the homeless.
Good.
Thanks for this opportunity to share it with you.
Hope the first place to get some donated venison is the Shreveport-Bossier Rescue Mission.
That's where it's going.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us, Representative Thompson.
John, thanks for you, and I appreciate you sharing this story. So this is an important mission that we all can be a part of. Thanks again. You have a great day.
You too, sir. That's State Representative Jeff Thompson from Shreveport, Louisiana. Unbelievable. A homeless person was put off by the fact that his chili, I guess, had deer meat in it. Why on earth the shelter was told, no establishment in this state can have venison? It's just ridiculous. And to make it, you know, the entitlement mentality in this country is just crazy. You have someone there, a homeless person at the shelter, who was upset to find out that his spaghetti or his chili had deer meat rather than beef, so he complains about it? Unbelievable.